to NURFM 103.7. Well, we're getting told we need to work longer and longer. Of course, we're still seeing a lot of age discrimination in the workplace, particularly in regional areas. Someone who's got his finger on the pulse in this regard is Jack Archer from the Regional Australia Institute. He is the CEO there. Good morning, Jack. Are we still seeing ageism in the workplace, and to what extent?
Look, I think we very much are. There's a real challenge getting older workers in the workforce, keeping them in the workforce if they want to change what they've been doing for a while in their 50s. So we still see employers who are thinking that young people are the better option without really investigating what older people could offer, and we're leaving a lot of talent on the bench as a result.
Jack, it's quite scary when you point up people in their 50s are being a result of this, because that's really not all that old when it comes to working. Why is it, you think, that it's always thought that those at the very young end are going to be the best person for the job?
Oh, look, I think our culture values younger people more sometimes. It doesn't necessarily recognise the benefits of experience. It thinks that older people might not be willing to learn new things or willing to participate in a team, whereas perhaps people think you can take a younger person and shape them to fit with your workplace. We'd really encourage people to challenge those assumptions and really be careful about the assumptions you make. If an older person applies for a job, and think about how you can incorporate older people in your workforce. There's a real need. There's a heap of talent out there that could be part of your workforce, and you're really helping the community as well if you do that.
Because the other side of that coin is we're all getting told we need to work longer so that we can have a better retirement when it comes to things like superannuation and not relying on the pension, and plus being valued too as a reason to get up in the morning. You mentioned that experience. I mean, somebody, Jack, that's been working particularly in a certain field for potentially decades brings a wealth of experience that somebody that's 20, 25 may not be able to bring.
That's right. So you've got to think about, well, how can we use that experience in our workforce? How can we perhaps allow some people to do more part-time work as they get into their 60s or even their 70s, but really tap into the knowledge and benefits of that experience? And perhaps teaming them up with younger workers who don't know so much and getting them to work together could be an option. I think there's plenty of ways people can work this out in workplaces if they put their mind to it.
I really like that idea, Jack, because most of us can learn from everybody else. And if we have a workplace that has a mix of younger people, those in the middle, and those at the other end as well, we can all learn something from each other. Jack, how can we change the situation so that we do have a greater mix of folks in the workplace?
So we've had a look at how this is playing out in different places around the country. We're targeting regions like Port Macquarie, there's places in the Upper Hunter, perhaps other areas where we really see a significant ageing in the workforce, and we're encouraging government to target those areas with specific strategies to help older workers retrain, to help to give incentives around how the pension works, to help them stay engaged, and then also support employers to employ them. Because in some areas, a lot of the workforce is getting into this older age bracket. So the fact will be for businesses in those areas, if they don't find ways to effectively engage older workers, they'll struggle to compete for the smaller group of younger workers who's there on offer. So what we're saying is, let's target the areas that are ageing really fast, because the whole country's going to get there. If government can step in, they'll be able to reduce the pension bill as well as keep people off unemployment and keep people in work. And we think there's a lot of opportunities to turn this around.
Jack, do you find that there is more a high level of workplace age discrimination in regional areas as opposed to, say, the capital cities?
Look, there's no clear evidence on that we've seen. I'm sure it's a factor in both places, and I think the fact is, though, that in a lot of regions we're going to have to get over it much quicker, because we don't have that influx of young international migrants that's keeping the cities younger. So we're going to have to find ways to use our older talent.
Well, Jack, that's a nice place to leave it. There is a lot of older talent out there, and fingers crossed we can turn those perceptions around in many, many of our employers. Thank you for your time with us this morning.
Thanks very much.
There he is, the CEO of the Regional Australia Institute, Jack Archer, with some very interesting thoughts when it comes to workplace age discrimination on 2NURFM 103.7.